So I was a fat kid growing up, and I'm still fat. And I grew up in South Jersey, in Elwood, New Jersey. I love people clap. Go ahead and clap. You clap. And I grew up in Elwood, New Jersey, and I grew up in a rural suburban area in a white house with my grandparents. My grandparents raised me. Had low self-esteem as a kid, didn't have a lot of friends, didn't really believe in myself. Home wasn't always a safe place to be. Any given day, I could feel berated about something or feel like less than, and it wasn't a happy place to be. And so when I got to be outside of the house, you know, things were great. And when I got to make a friend, things were even better. And I mean, anybody can be my friend, anybody. Like, you, anybody, any of y'all right now. And so I made some friends who lived across the street from me. And one friend, his name is Angel. And Angel introduced me to Eminem and all things, you know, things you learn when you're a teenager, you know, about sex and alcohol and drugs. All that. I mean, we weren't doing those things, but he talked about them. I'm very clear about that. And I made another friend named Mark. And Mark was a funny guy. He laughed at everything. Everything was funny to Mark. I was like, why are you laughing? I just want to laugh. That was Mark. And so Mark and Angel were my friends. And I was the complete opposite of them. Fat kid, Christian, very uptight. They showed me everything. And they like to mess around with me as well. You know, make jokes and pick on me. But I didn't care. You know, I was like, I got friends. And so one day, Angel came to my door. And he was like, hey, like, come over later. We're gonna do something really fun. And I was like, all right, like, let me know when. And so in my house, there was a big rule about going outside, and it was you need to be back when the lights come on. And so they came pretty early in the day, and I was like, all right, I'm going to go over, hang out with you guys. Came back a little later, and they're like, all right, come over in 5 minutes. I was like, all right, let's do this. And so I left the house 5 minutes later. I walked across the street to Angel's house, walked up the driveway, and I saw a chair on the lawn, and on the lawn was basically a basketball court, driveway, chair, lawn, and then there's a backyard separated by a fence. So there's like that big old fence, I can't see behind it. And on that chair was something amazing. It was a Krispy Kreme donut, and it was a glass of lemonade. And I was like, yes, friendship and food, like what could be better? So I walk up to the chair, and Angel's like, hey, man, like, have a seat. Go ahead and eat. And this is me not thinking anything of it, like, all right, cool. And I look up, and the sun is shining brightly, and nothing could be more perfect. So I take a bite of the donut. So delicious. I start chewing. So good. Take another bite. It's a real big old bite. Most donuts not even left anymore. And I'm just chewing. Mouth is full. It's just delicious, sugary goodness. And next thing I know, I hear some laughter, some footsteps, and duct tape is put around my mouth. And I'm still trying to chew this food. And I look up, and I see Angel, and I see Mark. And Mark is laughing hysterically at this point. And next thing I know, Mark zip ties my arms and my legs. And so I'm panicking. And it's all things terrible. And they say something about a mission and should you choose to accept, and there are scissors. And all I feel is fear, and all I hear is laughter, and everything is terrible. And I can hardly breathe. I mean, I'm already allergic to grass and everything in the atmosphere, and I can't even scratch anything or blow my nose. I can't even finish chewing, and I'm just freaking out but trying to play it cool because they're my friends, and I don't want to lose them. It's everything to me to have friends. And so I finally swallow food, and I start to, like, try to over-salivate, and I'm just in survival mode, and I try to get the tape off. And so the tape is kind of coming off, and I'm hopping around, and they're like, the scissors are next door. They're on the edge of the pool. And so I'm hopping, and the tape is coming off, and the tape finally comes off enough where I can just start to scream help. And I can't tell if I'm playing along or not, but help is coming out. Help! And I fall on the ground, and now I'm rolling and crawling and really struggling. and I'm zip tied and I can't move. And there's just more laughter and there's just no help. And I get to the pool after a really long time, and the next door neighbor, the neighbor lived next to Angel, Jasmine, comes out and kind of says one of those, like, what are you guys doing now? And this really sucks because at that time, I had a huge crush on Jasmine. I had performed, you know, You Make Me Wanna by Usher in a talent show in fifth grade years before that. I was humiliated, you know. And she gets the scissors, and I start to get cut free. And I just feel, I don't know, it's just a lot of feelings, right? And so, you know, Angel and Mark are like, man, you know, we're just playing, man. That was fun, right? You know, yeah, yeah. And there's a blur. And I find myself at home. And I'm sure that tears came at some point. And I'm sure that regret came at some point. And I'm sure that I was like, this doesn't feel right. But I pushed all that down because I had already been going through so much crap at home. I had already been going through so much crap at school. I needed friends. And so I hung out with them again. I kept hanging out with them for years later. But there's something I realized in my adult life, and something I'm still learning. And so I'm married now to a beautiful woman. Her name's Tynesha. She's everything to me. And she loves me and she accepts me. And I have great friends. I'm doing really cool things in my life. But I'm still trying to figure out how to be an outsider in this world. How to choose friends that bring me life and not misery. I'm still overthinking it when people tell jokes and mess with me and like, hey, is this safe? Like, is this okay? I'm still trying to figure that out, but I know one thing for sure. I will never subject myself to that kind of violence ever again. I don't have to push who I am down for somebody else's pleasure, and I can be an outsider and I can be loved.